This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. The Memphis-based music label Stax Records released some great Southern soul music in the 60s and 70s. Now the site of the label's studios is the home of the new Stax Museum of American Soul Music. Isaac Hayes recorded several hit albums for Stax, including Hot Buttered Soul, Black Moses, and Shaft. He was also an important behind-the-scenes figure at Stax, working as a producer, songwriter, and arranger. He co-wrote hits for Sam and Dave, Carla Thomas, and Johnny Taylor. Now Isaac Hayes is also well-known for his role in South Park as Chef. In 1994, I spoke with Hayes about his work at Stax. Now, I know before you started making your own records, before you started singing in your records, you produced for other people, and also you played piano and keyboards. You used to play with Booker T and the MGs. Now, how did you learn to play piano? Growing up as poor as you did, I know there were times in your life when you didn't have shoes, let alone a piano.
That's true. How did I do that? Well, let's see. A friend of mine I grew up with, Sidney Kirk, used to be my accompanist. We went places and he'd play for me. He joined the Air Force. He wasn't there. There was a call into him about a gig New Year's Eve. His sister knew that I was destitute and I needed money, so she asked me if I wanted to play. Well, I could play maybe chopsticks and stuff like that. And I said, yeah, I'll take it. I took the gig out of desperation. And when I got to the club, I was petrified. I said, oh, my God, they're going to shoot me. I can't play. And musicians started coming in, you know, setting up, tuning up, and I'm sitting there, you know, trying to be cool. I said, God, they're going to find me out. And the featured artist came in and said, hey, man, do y'all know such and such? This is the first time this band had been put together. We didn't rehearse anything. And everybody said, yeah, we know it, blah, blah, blah. So he kicked off the tune, and it sounded horrible. Everybody did. I said, wow, these guys can't play either, so I'm comfortable. And, you know, being New Year's Eve, the clientele was drunk, and they thought we were cooking, you know. So, and somewhere along the line, the club owner, he was sauced. He came up and said, you know, you boys sound real good. Y'all want a regular job? Yeah, we'll take it. And that was in Memphis. And it was a regular gig. And each night I would learn something more and more on keyboards. And that's how I got started.
That's great. And then you started sitting in with Booker T and the MGs.
Well, I wound up at Stax Records. I changed bands, and I joined Floyd Newman's band, who was a staff musician at Stax. He played baritone saxophone, all those bot-ups and stuff like that. That was Floyd. So he was up for recording. He said, man, you know, we're going in the studio. And I had been, prior, I had been to Stax about three different times with the blues band, with a vocal group, you know, trying to get a break, and it was always turned down.
Mm-hmm.
This time I went in with Floyd and Howard Grimes, a drummer. He and I wrote some songs and instrumentals and things like that. And Jim Stewart, who, you know, was co-owner of Stax, he said, you know, you sound pretty good on keyboards. Booker T is off in Indiana U in school. Would you like to become a staff musician here? Yeah, you know. So that's how I got in Stax. And my first session, I think, was an Otis Redding album session. I was scared to death. But he made it easy. And I learned a lot, and I fit right in, and I became a staff musician. So when Booker came back, he and I both played on sessions. We'd switch around. Sometimes I'd play organ, and he'd play piano, and sometimes I'd play piano, he'd play organ. And with Duck, Steve, and Al, we were the nucleus of Stax, the rhythm section, and then, of course, the horns and so forth.
Now, you were not only a house musician at Stax, you became a house songwriter, and you wrote a lot of songs with your partner then, David Porter. And some of the most famous songs that you wrote were for Sam and Dave, like Soul Man and Hold On, I'm Coming. How were you given them to write for?
Well, first thing, David, when I started at Stax on staff, David and I went to rival schools, sang in rival groups. And he said, hey, man, I write lyrics and you play music. Let's hook up and right, like Holland Doja Holland. I said, okay. So we teamed up and we started writing. And one day, Jim Stewart called us all, everybody on staff, said, we got some fellas coming down, and they need some writers and producers. So they're going to come around and meet with everybody, and you show them what you got. So when Sam and Dave and them came to town, they, you know, met with everybody, and they wanted to work with David and me. And that's how the whole thing started.
What do you remember about writing Soul Man?
Well, I remember getting the idea from watching TV and the riots in Detroit. And it was said that if you put soul on your door, your business establishment, they would bypass it and wouldn't burn it. And then the word soul, you know, the clenched fist, you know, soul brother, soul this. It was a galvanizing kind of thing as far as, you know, African Americans were concerned. And it had that kind of effect of unity. And they said it with a lot of pride. So I said, well, why not write a tune called Soul Man? And all you had to do was write about your own personal experiences because, you know, all African Americans in this country, during those times especially, had similar experiences. So we did that, but realized that in addition to being an African American experience, it was a human experience. So therefore, it crossed the board, and then the groove and all everything else that went with it.
Isaac Hayes, recorded in 1994. Here's Soul Man, arranged and co-written by Isaac Hayes.